Sunday morning at the Methodist Training Center. The Texans worked out lightly. Afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak comes over to Reliance Stadium and describes the health status of his ball club.
Today, J.J. did practice. Sean Cody did practice. Our practice was very light, but they were part of the practice. Cushing and Chris Myers did not. Andre did not. So we basically had a jog through.
Kubiak also named Derek Newton the starter at right tackle in the morning. He described why.
You know, looking at the body of work, I think it was very, very close. As I've told y'all all along, I think the thing that has moved us toward Newton is watching his progress, you know, watching where he was the end of last year, going through the offseason, going through camp, watching him get better and better and better. Did a good job the other night, you know, young player that we think is ascending. And, you know, we know that there's a lot of things he's got to clean up, but we think he's definitely committed to doing that and just like the way he's progressed. So we'll give him an opportunity to do a big responsibility. We think he's ready for it.
As for Newton, he recounted how his meeting with Kubiak went and also talked about his nastiness on the field.
And coming from Arkansas State to starting my second year in the league is, you know, a big thing. You know, when Kubs told me about it, I was excited. I mean, I could have jumped up for joy, but, you know, I just kept my composure and, you know, was happy that he told me, and I'm just ready to help the team out. Yes, sir. I can get nasty. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Have you had to get nasty so far preseason?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a couple guys that, you know, that came out the ball. I was like, you know, I got to step my game up, so I had to come with it the next play.
With the news Sunday that rookie kicker Randy Bullock will go on injured reserve, Shane Graham is now the starter, but he's not taking that for granted.
I don't feel like there's anything that I've necessarily, you know, won or established a perfect spot for myself because, you know, my goal is long term, and that's to help this team and to, you know, perform well for myself and do the best that I can. And, you know, it's just something that happened. And, you know, at this point, you know, I take it, you know, the good with the bad, but yet, you know, I've got to continue to work hard and prove myself to my teammates and coaches and everyone else.
Tight end Garrett Graham continues to improve. He led the team in receiving yardage on Saturday night in New Orleans. And he also talked about the special tandem he's now formed with Owen Daniels.
You know, two tight ends from Wisconsin out there. You know, he showed me a lot, and, you know, I try and apply that on the field. It's great. He helps me out a ton, even when we're on the field, just in calls and talking about stuff. So it helps a lot.
That's it for your Texans Daily. We appreciate you watching. Make sure you check out the live streaming video of the Texans team luncheon on Tuesday from the Westin Galleria starting at noon.